Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, now that Thanksgiving is just a memory, you may be wondering what to have for dinner tonight. Well, here's a suggestion that will make a big hit with everyone. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and watch your family enjoy its fragrant goodness. Yes, if you want to be sure tonight's dinner will click with the folks at your house, just as your Thanksgiving feast did, then visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you sit them down to a dinner of thick, juicy steak, crusty brown roast beef, savory beef stew, or delicious boiled beef with horseradish as the main dish. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but it's just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinner time needs. Don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Professor Rogers had dinner with Madeline Dodge in the fabulous Dodge Mansion last night, indications pointed to the start of a romance. But Penny doesn't know this when the next morning she finishes a telephone conversation with the professor.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Professor. Yes, it's perfectly all right. Bye.
Penny, that wasn't Pat, was it?
No, Mother, it was Professor Rogers.
Oh? Is he going down to New York with Pat today?
No, I don't think he even knows Pat's in town, darling, or that he's going back. As a matter of fact, he didn't mention it.
Penny, something's the matter. What is it, dear?
Now, Mother, nothing's the matter. Just something I thought was going to be fun tonight isn't going to be fun.
Why not?
Because it just isn't going to be.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
Oh, the professor and I had a sort of tentative date for dinner tonight. He just called me to tell me he couldn't make it.
Oh, work at the university?
The odd thing about it is that he didn't give any reason. He just said he couldn't make it.
Well, that's strange. Doesn't sound like him.
He didn't sound like himself through the whole conversation.
I'm awfully sorry, dear.
Oh, it's all right, sweetie. It isn't important. In fact, I'd really forgotten all about the engagement until he called up and reminded me. That's how much it really means.
Penny?
Well, I hadn't counted on it. It was only tentative and if sort of a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people put their hopes on it.
I know that, and that's where they make their mistakes. Well, let's see now. Can I help you with anything, darling?
No, Penny, thank you. Everything's taken care of, dear. I'm just going to sit here and relax a few minutes. It'll be time for the baby's bath pretty soon.
Oh, well, I'm going to give Valerie a bath. You rest for a good long while.
No, dear, I don't need much rest. Just a moment or two, and I'm as fresh as ever.
Wish I had your energy.
Well, you're not what I'd call lazy, dear.
I hope not. But I do get tired sometimes. Too tired.
Penny,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of taking a vacation?
A vacation from what, cutie? I haven't worked in months.
Well, I know, but a vacation from all this. This house and the people in it. This town, the people in it. It'd do you a world of good to go somewhere, see new things, new faces.
Oh, I suppose you would, but it'd also take a lot of money, which I don't have.
Well,
you know something? I better start thinking about a job pretty soon.
Oh, Penny, take a good long rest first.
Now, Mother, I've had my rest, and I'm still tired. That's what worried me.
You're not tired, Penny. You're bored.
Never, darling. Don't even know the meaning of the word bored.
Well, then, let's say you're fed up.
Isn't being bored the same as being fed up?
Well, in a way, yes, but not the way I mean it. I mean, nothing's been new to you in such a long time. Living has lost some of its spark.
Oh, come on now.
Well, now, who have you seen in the past few weeks but Freddie and Johnny and the professor and Pat and Jed and I?
Well,
and the baby's been a tiresome chore at times, too.
Oh, she has not, darling. I love her.
Well, we all do, dear. She's the most precious thing in the world, but a tiny baby in the house can be very trying. so much to do for them.
You're looking at it from the practical side. Since Suzanne's gone, I have had a million things to do.
Well, you did the share of taking care of Valerie when Suzanne was here, too. Pat told me all about it. Penny, really, why don't you go away? I'll be here to take care of Valerie. I'll say a week or two, maybe three, and then you'll feel all...
Oh, there's the doorbell. You stay right where you are, darling. I'll get it.
Honey, if that's the cleaners, will you tell them to be careful with my green skirt?
Yes, I will, Mother. Just a minute.
Oh. Hello, Penny.
Hello, Johnny. Come on in.
Thanks. Telegram for your mother.
A telegram?
Mm-hmm.
You a messenger boy now?
No, just a relay boy.
Oh, I see.
I met the vestige boy outside to sign it for you. He said
Thank
it was okay.
You. Mother, there's a telegram for you.
Oh, a telegram for me?
Oh, dear, telegrams always frighten me to death.
Well, this one shouldn't, Mrs. Billings. It's probably from Jed wanting his bride to come home and bake him a cake.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, I guess you'll just have to keep on supporting until you open it, you know.
Well, all right, dear, I'll open it.
Oh, look at you. Your hands are shaking. It's nothing but a telegram.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but I don't get telegrams very often. I always dread what they're going to say.
Well,
oh, dear.
Mother, what's the matter?
Here, here, Mrs. Billings, sit down.
Oh, I just knew it. The minute someone said telegram.
Mother, what is it?
Here, Mrs. Billings, sit here.
Thank you, Johnny.
That's it.
Mother, what did the telegram say?
It's from the company in Mapleton. It's Jed. He's very ill. And I think I ought to get there as soon as I can.
Well, there's a train out of here in an hour, Mrs. Billings. Oh. We'll get you on it.
Oh, look, Mother, don't you worry. Jed will be all right.
Oh, I know he will, but he's so helpless when he's sick. I'm the only one he'll listen to. When I'm not around, he won't even go to bed.
Well, don't you worry, Mrs. Billings. The train that leaves here this morning gets to Mapleton before midnight tonight.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'll pack right away. Oh, my goodness, Penny, what are you going to do?
Oh, about the baby, you mean? Don't you worry, I can take care of it.
But, darling, Pat's going to New York this afternoon, and you'll be all alone.
Don't worry, I'll manage. And if I need help, I can go get one of the neighbors.
Oh, but, Penny, it's no
easy thing. Don't worry about Penny, Mrs. Billings. You've got to get to Jed. Now, you hurry and pack, and I'll take to the station myself.
Oh, you will, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. Now, Penny, you're sure it's
Mother,
all right.
I don't want to hear any more about it. Now, you go upstairs and get packed or you'll miss your train.
All right, darling. I'll be ready in a few minutes, Johnny.
Well, you won't have to rush too much, Mrs. Billings. It's only a few minutes' drive to the station.
All right.
Oh, golly. I hope Jed isn't too seriously ill.
Well, if it were really serious, Penny, the telegram would have said so.
I suppose so. Unless they were trying to break it to her gently.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Gosh, Penny, you are going to be alone, what with Pat leaving, too, and Freddie over at the Dodgers.
Oh, I know, but I still have you.
Very funny joke, Penny. Ha ha. But I'm leaving town this afternoon for Wayne City, and I'll be there for 3 or 4 days.
Well, you wouldn't be much help with the baby anyhow. I think I'll get Pat to stay here a day or two more, at least till I hear when Mother can come back.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Pat's probably no good with a baby either. But at least you'll have...
Oh, the telephone. Excuse me, Johnny.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, Penny?
Oh, yes, Pat.
Penny, I'm not waiting till this afternoon to leave for New York. I'm taking the plane out in about 10 minutes.
Well, look, Pat, I want to tell you...
No, you see, I got a phone call about 20 minutes ago when I was down at the bank. It was the New York police. They think they know something about Suzanne.
They do? Oh, that's wonderful.
No, it may not be anything. But they want me down there right away. It seems that they can't do anything till I get there.
Well, you get there then and hurry.
I'm going to. Look, you'll explain to Mother why I beat it out of town, won't you?
Yes, of course I will.
And will you send me some clothes? Same address as last time.
Yes, dear, I'll send some this afternoon.
Oh, better send a lot of them, Penny. Quit my job at the bank and I'm going to stay in New York for I don't know how long.
Yeah, but if you find Suzanne, you'll
be... For some reason or other, I'm not counting on finding her too soon. Even the call from the police doesn't give me too much hope. But I'm not going to pass up any leave.
No, I don't think you should. Oh, do you have enough money?
Yeah, enough to last for a while. You'll hear from me if I need any more.
Yes,
don't you worry.
I'm sure I will, darling.
Well, goodbye, and kiss my little daughter for me, will you?
Mm-hmm, you bet I will.
Oh, where's little Barry now?
In her carriage right here in the hall. She's sleeping. I'm going to take her for a walk in a little while.
Oh, swell, sis. You take good care of her.
I will.
And take good care of yourself. And Mother, too.
But don't you worry about it. Goodbye, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, sis. Bye.
Bye. Oh, golly.
What's the matter, Penny?
Nothing. It may be good. Pat's taking a plane to New York right away. He has some news about Suzanne.
Well, that's great. But how can that brother of yours go chasing off to New York when he knows you're going to be alone with that baby?
But the thing is, he doesn't know.
You mean he didn't tell him?
Oh, Johnny, I couldn't. He was so excited with the news about Suzanne.
Yeah, but Penny, you're going to be here all alone. Pat'd have a fit if he knew that. Susanna knows Suzanne.
I know that. That's why I didn't tell him. He wouldn't have gone to New York if he knew I needed him here, and I just couldn't keep him, Johnny. Not if it meant missing a chance to find Suzanne. Look, how would I have felt about that?
Yeah, I'm beginning to see where you did the right thing, as usual. Maybe I'd better cancel my trip to Wayne City.
Nope. No, as I said before, you'll be no help with the baby anyway. Besides, I won't really need any help.
Well, I'm ready, Uh-oh. Johnny.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Billings. I guess we better go.
All right, anytime you say. Was that Pat on the phone, Penny?
Oh, yes, darling. He won't be home for a little while, though.
Oh, not until later?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, that's too bad. Then we'll get to see him. Unless we have time to stop by the bank, Johnny, will we?
Well, I'd like to, Mrs. Billings, but we really don't have time. What with getting your ticket and everything.
Well, if we can't, we can't. Goodbye, Penny.
Bye, Mother. Let me hear from you as soon as you see Jed.
Yeah, you'll hear first thing tomorrow, dear. I'll phone you.
All right, and don't worry about Jed. He'll be all right.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, we better get going, Mrs. Billings.
All right, Johnny. Just as soon as I kiss little Valerie goodbye. Oh, you precious little sleeping beauty, you.
Don't you wake her. I have a few things to do before it's time to take her out.
Well, I won't wake her up. Just give her a little kiss. Oh.
Yeah. And, how about one for me?
Oh, yes.
You love it.
Hey, come on, the train won't wait till morning.
Oh, well, I'm ready, Johnny. Goodbye, Penny. Now, take care of yourself,
yes,
dear.
Yes, Mother, I will. You do the same thing. And kiss Jed.
I will, dear. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Penny. Lots of luck.
Thanks, Johnny. And, thanks for not telling Mother that Pat's gone to New York.
You can always count on me in spots like that.
Bye. Ooh. Oh, hello, little Valerie. Yes, indeed. You wake up in a little while. You cry. You want to be taken for a ride in your carriage, won't you? Well, all right. You go for your ride in the carriage. Oh, Valerie, here we are, just the two of us. We'll be company for each other at least. Yep. I guess we really will keep each other from being lonesome, won't we?
Penny is indeed very much alone, isn't she? Will she be all right? And how ill is Jed? Is Pat going to find Suzanne? And what will happen if he does? And is this taste of loneliness a mere suggestion of things to come for Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, want to have an out-of-this-world dinner for your family? A dinner equal to your Thanksgiving feast? Then get beef, Kroger quality beef, at your Kroger store. Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red, nestling in a pool of its own rich brown juice. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak, the classic dinner dish that makes any meal a success. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from the day's work. So visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Now your local announcer.